The makers of the new Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show with their guest tonight, Chester Morris. Our story tonight opens in a cheap hotel in downtown New York. Three gangsters, whose only visible means of support is a counterfeiting racket, are desperately in need of a place to operate. They are looking through the classified ad sections of all the New York newspapers.
You see anything in that paper yet, Mike?
No, not yet, Muscles. But here's the closest thing I see to what we want.
Yeah? Well, read it.
Says, high-class store with big front display window.
Oh, fine, fine. That's great. We put the print and press right in the window. Now, listen, dope, what do you think we're making, flapjacks?
Yeah, Mike, that ain't no good for us. We was better off in the last town.
Forget that town, will you? I don't want to even hear that name.
Stop worrying about that, will you? If they ain't found out that you bumped off that guy yet, they ain't never going to find out.
Drop it, will you?
Hey, Muscles. Here, this window sound bad.
Yeah, what is it?
For rent. Large room and basement, private entrance, respectable neighborhood, reasonable rent. And get this, suitable for workshop.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Apply Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall. Here's the address and phone number. It's up in Harlem.
Yeah? Well, that might be just the place. You two fellas go up and take a look at it. And if it's any good, grab it.
Well, gentlemen, I can tell you, if you're going to use this for job printing or making letterheads and stuff, we can take all the old furniture out of this room and these benches and stuff, and it's going to look a lot better than it do now.
How much dough do you want for it?
Yeah, sir. Now, the money, yeah, sir. About a month, we were thinking on $75.
$75?
That's just our dickering price. That's all it is, yeah, sir. I tell you the truth, our committee, you see, we has got a committee in charge of renting, and that committee feels, and we agrees with them, and we voted on it and passed it, that $60 would be a fair price.
$60?
Well, we gonna get rid of that committee. They ain't no good, no. We got a $50 committee upstairs that's got more sense than all the other committees put together. And if you is $50 minded, mister, you got a deal.
What do you say, Mike?
Okay, it's a deal.
Oh, yeah, sir. And you will never regret it. And another thing, mister, your printing press will be the only one in the neighborhood. You ought to make a lot of money down here.
That's exactly what we're gonna do.
And I ain't never seen you like you is in my life before.
Amos, I has done had the love bug to nip me, but this time he done shoot me to pieces.
You really in love with this gal, Caroline, ain't you?
Oh, I gonna tell you something, Amos. This is the first time in my life that I really want to marry a gal. Oh, I is crazy about her.
I believe you is. I can tell the way you acting that you are serious, already.
Yeah, I'd marry her tomorrow, Amos. The only thing is, I don't think I good enough for her.
Oh, where did you get that idea, Andy?
From her mother. Yes, sir. She says she don't want me to call up her daughter no more, and I can't see her no more or nothing. She say I ain't good enough for her.
Yeah, well, I guess she wants Caroline to marry somebody that's got a lot of money and all that stuff.
Well, she told me this. She say that I can't support her daughter in the manner that she would like to become accustomed to.
Tell me this. How does Caroline feel about you?
Well, I get along with her all right. It's that mother. Boy, she beats me down every chance she gets. Balls me out.
Yeah, that's too bad, Andy.
Oh, Amos, I tell you.
Well, hello there, boys. How is you?
Hiya, King Fee.
Got some great news for you. I done rented the room in the basement.
Oh, you did, huh?
Rented it to a couple of fellows that's in the printing business.
Oh, gee, that's a swell job you done.
Oh, I knowed you boys would say that, because I really did work. I really did manipulate them fellows round. Yeah, Say, Andy, I don't hear you saying nothing about it.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter with you? Ain't you happy about what I done done?
Sure. Yeah, I was happy, sure.
Listen, Kingfish, Andy's in love. He got his mind on this gal, Caroline.
Still crazy about her, huh? How you getting along?
He ain't doing so good.
What's the matter, Andy?
Oh, it's her mother. Kingfish, you know all that stuff that people make up about mother-in-laws?
Yeah.
They ain't making it up.
Well, that's got it, Mike.
Yeah. That looks like the real McCoy, Lou. Look at that bill.
Yeah.
Well, they can't make him any better than that in a government mint. All right, put those in the box with the other ones. See, that makes an even 10,000, don't it?
Right. You know, Mike, if anybody had told me 2 days ago that we'd have the press set up and a job done by today, I'd have told them they was out of their heads.
Well, when Musso says he wants something done, we gotta get it done, or think of a good reason why not.
Yeah, and don't forget the boss is coming here late this afternoon, too.
Yeah. You got all the dough in the box there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, put it in back of the press.
Okay. Hey. What happens now, huh?
Well, we gotta go over to Brooklyn and get that $10 plate from Slats, and then we gotta meet the boss back here at 5 o'clock.
Right. We all set here now? Hey, take it easy. Hey, who is it?
It's Mr. Brown from upstairs in the lodge.
Is everything put away?
Yeah, we're all right.
Excuse me,
wait a minute, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, the Kingfish told me that you was doing job printing down here. I was wondering if you could print a card up for me.
Print up a card?
Yes, could you print me something on a card like this, say, all my love to my darling Caroline from Andy?
Well, that sort of printing ain't exactly in our line, buddy. Besides that, we're going to close up now for a while. We got to get over to Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, you see, mister, I sent a box of candy to my gal, and I thought it might be kind of nice if I printed something and then pasted it on the box.
Just ain't got time. Sorry, bud.
I'm sure glad you kept one of the keys to that new lock on the door in this room, Kingfish.
Yeah, now you sure the damn fellas ain't gonna be mad with us for coming in here and using this printing press?
Oh, no, they ain't even gonna know it. Now, here's the press.
Yeah, you think we can figure out how to work the thing, Andy?
Yeah, wait a minute. Here, Kingfish, I don't want to get this box of candy dirty. Lay it over there, will you?
Yeah, I'll lay the candy up here on the shelf.
Ain't nothing but green ink around here.
They must be working on St. Patrick's Day card.
Yeah, I don't see no type, no paper. They must do print without words in it. This is a fine printing business.
Listen, Andy, let's get out of here, will you? Why don't you write your own card? That'll be the thing to do.
Yeah, I'll do that. Might give it the personal touch.
To see me, Miss Andy?
Yeah, Lightning. I want you to go over and take this box of candy to my gal and wait a minute. What did I do with that box of candy now?
You got a box of candy for your gal?
Yeah, what did I do with it? I had it here. Oh, me, yeah. Oh, I know what it is. Yeah, I know. Listen, Lightning, you know that room downstairs in the basement that we rented to the printers?
Yeah, sir.
I left the box of candy down there. Get the key to that room from the Kingfish. Go down there and get the box. And then, you know where Caroline lives, don't you?
Yeah, sir, I know.
Well, take the box over there and give it to her with all my love and affection. And give her this card that I done writ up with it.
All right, Miss Andy, I'll do that.
I'll get it, Caroline.
All right, Mother.
Is Miss Caroline in?
What is it you want?
I got a box here that Mr. Andrew Brown sent over here to Miss Caroline with all his love and affection.
Well, you can leave the box, but Caroline ain't accepting no love and affection from Andy Brown.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just doing what he told me to do. Here he is, and here's the card that goes with it. I gotta run along now.
What was it, Mother?
A box from that Andy Brown. Don't he ever get discouraged?
Oh, let me see what's in it.
Probably ain't worth even opening. What can you expect from a loafer like that? Ain't never had enough money to take you on nothing but walking dates for the last 2 weeks. Of all the men that you ever gone out with, he is the biggest bum of them all.
Mother, look. Money. Money. $20 bill. Hundreds of.
Why, Caroline. Why, there must be thousands of dollars there. Why, the dear boy.
And it's all for me.
Yeah, with his love and affection. Now, he probably didn't spend nothing on you up to now because he didn't want you to know that he had money. And he wanted you to love him for himself. Now, I've always said he was a fine, upstanding man. I'm going to call him right now.
Let's count the money first. Oh, look what it says on the card. If you like this, I'll send you £5 next week.
Caroline, you got to be real sweet to him. Any man that gives away money by the pound must be awful rich.
And her mother opened the door, huh, Lightning?
Yes, sir, Miss Andy.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She said that I was to take back the love infection and leave the box.
Her mother sure hates me, all right.
Yeah, well, Miss Andy, that's too bad.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Hello? Andy?
Yeah, this is Andy.
Well, this is Mom.
Who?
Mom, Miss Waters, Caroline's mother.
How is you, Miss Waters?
I'm fine. How are you, son?
Well, I'm fine, I guess.
Andy, I can't tell you how sweet it was of you to send that box over here.
Oh, that's nothing. Just a trifle. I'm going to send even a bigger box next week.
A woman couldn't want a nicer son-in-law for her daughter. How big a box?
Oh, I'm liable to send you £5.
Oh, darling boy.
Miss Waters, I wonder if I could speak to Caroline, please.
Why, Caroline gone shopping, and she gonna stop by and thank you later.
Oh, okay, Miss Waters.
Goodbye, son. Phone me anytime it's lonesome. And, sonny, I always want you to call me Mom.
All right, Mom. Goodbye. You know something, Lightning?
I am.
My gal and her mama is so crazy about candy.
You remember Andy sent his girl Caroline a box of candy and made a big hit with it. Meantime, we now find the gangsters Lou and Mike are concerned about a box, too.
Hey, Mike, I can't figure the thing out. You saw me put the dough down behind the printing press when we left this morning. It was in a box.
Yeah, it's got me stumped, too. But we better find out what it's all about before Muscles gets here, and he's due here any minute.
Hey, Mike, this box of candy wasn't here when we left.
Box of candy?
Yeah.
Say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That guy that was in here about printing the card. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah, who is it?
It's Morris. Open up.
Oh, it's Muscles. Oh, hiya, Muscles.
Hello, Muscles.
Well, you got it ready?
Look, boss, look. Something happened.
Yeah? What?
Well, it ain't our fault. We had the $10,000 all printed up. We went over to Brooklyn, and when we come back, it was gone.
It was, huh?
Yeah, boss.
Well, you better get it back.
Well, we was just figuring...
I said get it back.
Well, it ain't our fault because...
I don't like no arguments. Mike, who do you think took it?
Well, Muscles, look, we had the dough in a box and we put it down and back in the printing press.
Yeah?
The box is gone now, but we found this box of candy on the shelf there. One of those fellas from the lodge upstairs come down this morning and wanted us to print some card for his girl to stick on a box of candy. That's all I know, Muscles.
Well, give me the box of candy. I'm going upstairs and see him.
Yeah, Kingfish, I showed a head man with my gal and her mama.
Yeah, even a mama likes you now, huh?
Oh, the old gal is crazy about me.
No.
Wait a minute, I'll answer that. Hello.
Hello, Andy.
Who's this?
This is Caroline.
Hello. I love you, baby.
Andy, you know when you sent me over the $10,000 this morning?
What is that again, darling?
Listen, Andy, you know when you sent me over the $10,000?
Excuse me a minute here, honey. My ear been giving me a little trouble here lately. When I sent you the what?
Andy, you remember, you sent me over the $10,000.
What number did you call?
Andy, will you listen to me, please?
$10,000.
Oh, count me in on the deal, partner, dear.
Andy, do you know that the money you sent me is counterfeit?
You say the money is counterfeit?
I ain't in this mess with you now, Andy.
Hello? Andy!
Wait a minute. Caroline, is this you? Well, Caroline, explain to me more what you're talking about, will you?
Andy, I went to a store with some of that money you sent over to me in the box, and I paid for a dress with a couple of the $10 bills, and they gave them right back to me. They said it was counterfeit, and I was so scared I run right out of the store.
Well, wait a minute. What box is you talking about?
Well, you know, the box you had Lightning bring over this morning.
I sent you candy. Kingfish, get Lightning for me right quick. He's out in the hall. Hello?
Andy, you didn't send me candy. You sent me $10,000 in $20 bills.
Hold the phone.
Here you are, Xander.
I also, Miss Xander.
Listen, Lightning, I'm going to ask you something. Where did you get the box of candy from that you took over to Caroline?
Well, Miss Xander, I looked all around the room in the basement where you told me, and I found it kind of on the floor behind the printing press.
Wait a minute here. I put the box of candy up on a high shelf.
Uh-oh. You know something, boys? Them fellas downstairs is counterfeiters.
Let's get out of here.
Yes, I'll see y'all later.
Wait a minute here. Hold on. Kingfish, come here. Wait a minute. Hello, Caroline. I'm going to call the police. Goodbye.
I got to run along, Andy. I just remembered my wife wanted me to come home early today.
Wait a minute. Now, don't leave me here, Kingfish. I got to call the police.
Yeah.
Oh, me. What do you think we ought to do, Kingfish? We is in trouble.
Wait a minute. The first thing you got to do is to get that wee stuff out of it. I ain't had nothing to do with us, you know.
This is the 25th Precinct. Captain Sanders speaking.
This is Andrew Brown over to Mrs. Knight at the Sea Lodge Hall.
Yeah.
I think we got some counterfeiters down the basement here, mister.
Counterfeiters? How long they been there?
Well, 2 days.
Say, are they making $20 bills in a hand press?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what they're doing.
That sounds like Muscles Morris and his gang. Well, counterfeiting comes under the Secret Service. We'll notify them right away.
Yes, sir.
Say, you can do us a great service. If you see these men, stall them until the government men get there.
Yes, sir.
Let me warn you, though, that this Morris is a killer. He's wanted now for killing a man, so don't take any chances.
No, sir. Goodbye.
What did he say, Andy?
Oh, he said the head of this gang is a fellow by the name of Muscles Morris, and he's a killer.
I tell you, Andy, I gotta get right home to my wife. She's begging me.
Wait a minute. Listen, the police asked us to help them and install these fellas till the government men get here. You gotta stay here and help me, Kingfish. Go out and see if you can find some of the brothers or a gun or something, will you?
All right, Andy, I'll do it. I'll scout around.
Yeah, well, close the door after you now as you go out.
Pardon me, Musa. Do you know where I can get a gun someplace?
Yeah, I might. What do you want with a gun?
Well, you see, Mr. there's a killer loose in the place here, and we want some protection. Do you know where we can get a gun?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one right here.
Oh, Mr., you is a lifesaver. It's a lucky thing I run into you. Let me have the gun, will you?
The gun stays with me.
Yes, I just won't borrow it. Where is you going to be in an hour? I'll bring it back to you.
I tell you, the gun stays with me.
Look, Mr., I don't want to get tough with you. Now, is you going to give me that gun or is I going to have to take it away from you?
Now, listen, I'm the only one who handles this little gun.
Hey, watch out. Don't flip that gun around like that. Liable to go off here. You get arrested for disturbing the peace. Don't do that with that thing.
Is that your office where you just came out of?
Yeah, sir. That's my office.
That's your office, huh? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll go in there and sit with you till the killer shows up, if that'll make you feel safer.
Yeah, sir, well, that sounds fair enough. I know I'll feel much more comfortable that way, and so will my friend Mr. Brown. Ander, we got nothing to worry about. Now, just take it easy, Ander. I found this man here with a gun.
Oh, that's great, that's great. My name is Brown. You see, mister, there's a killer loose here in the building, and naturally we're a little nervous. Have a chair there.
Thanks, Brown. I wouldn't be too nervous about it, boys. Here, have a piece of candy.
Mister, where'd you get that at?
I found it. It was left by mistake.
I think I'll be running along now, Ender.
Sit down! Did you hear me? I said sit down.
Yeah, sir. Thank you, sir.
Ain't you gonna have a piece of candy, fellas?
No, sir. No, sir. I never touch it.
No, sir. I don't want none either, mister. Keep the stuff. I ain't seen a box of candy for 10 years.
12 years for me.
You know, it's a funny thing, Brown. I had an idea. Your girl liked candy.
No, I tell you, mister. She hates it.
Well, it sure looked like a good candy, though.
Yeah, it ought to be good. It cost me $10,000.
Them chocolate-covered chairs run into a lot of money, all right.
Now, look, boys, now that we've become acquainted, where's the box with the moo in it?
Moo?
Yeah, the moo, the money, the dough.
We ain't got the slightest idea what you're talking about. If we does get an idea, we'll get in touch with you, though. See you again sometime.
Sit down!
Yeah, sir, yeah.
Now, where's the money?
The money?
Answer that and be careful what you say. I mean it.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello? This is the Secret Service agent.
Oh, yes, sir, yeah.
Yeah, who's that on the phone?
Hold the phone. It's a girlfriend of mine, mister.
Yeah, well, make it short, Brown, and be careful what you say.
Yes, I will. Hello. Now, what was you saying, sweetheart, darling?
Hey, listen, who do you think you're talking to?
Well, listen, I am busy right now, Angel Baby.
Say, what's the matter with you? Are you out of your head?
Well, you see, honey, I got company now.
Come on, make it snappy. Give her a quick brush.
Hello? Hey, what difference does it make if you... Hey, wait a minute. You can't talk, is that it?
That's right, sweetheart.
Well, the police called us up and told us there was some counterfeiters working up at your place. Are they there now?
Yes, honey.
In your office?
That's right, sugar.
Come on. That's enough of that, bud. Cut it out.
Now, look, we'll be over in 2 minutes. Stall around and keep them there till we can get there.
Well, listen, honey, tell that to the kingfish what you just say, will you? Here, kingfish.
Hello?
This is the Secret Service agents. We'll be there in 2 minutes. Now, stall around and keep those men there till we can get there.
Okay, darling. Goodbye. I love her, too.
I'm going to give you exactly 1 minute to tell me where the money is.
Could you make exactly 2 minutes?
So you don't know nothing about that money, huh? I'm talking to both of you.
No, sir.
You don't, then why are you shaking?
Well, because we always shake at this time of the year.
Yeah, sir, we are vibrating with health here. That's what we are.
We'll tell you everything if you just give us about a minute to pull ourselves together here.
Say, listen, are you guys stalling me? Say, hey, tell me something. That dame on the telephone a minute ago. Now, both of you, what's her name? Quick.
Caroline.
Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel.
I mean Caroline.
That's all, boys. You got just 30 seconds to talk or else.
Well, Mr. DeMoney, you see, let me explain the whole thing to you.
All right, pick him up. Is this the man?
Yes, sir, that's him right there, mister.
All right, put the cuffs on him.
All right.
Yes, I think there are two more of them down in the basement, mister.
Okay, you stay here, Frank. Right. Come with me, Joe.
You policemen just got you in the nick of time.
Yeah, this guy was going to kill us.
Now listen, Brown, let me tell you something.
Sit down. So, Amos, that's the whole story. I finally got him down on the floor. I took his gun away from him. Then I pinned his shoulders down and held him with one hand till the cops come. Oh, it's the closest I done ever come to getting shot.
Andy, I ain't never heard of nothing like that.
Oh, hand me that phone.
I'll bet you were scared.
I'm so glad it's over, Amos. Now I can unlax and be myself.
Yeah, I know, Andy.
Oh, I was a hero, Amos. I stalled that gunman. Oh, I'm proud of myself. And I know somebody else is going to be proud of me, too.
Yeah, I know you is, Andy.
Hello?
Hello, Mom.
Don't you mom me, you big bum.
Be sure to be with us again next week at this same time when the makers of the new Rinso again present the Amos and Andy Show, at which time Amos and Andy will have as their guest the lovely screen star Miss Ginger Rogers. Our program is shortwave to our armed forces all over the world. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for all of us, thanking Chester Morris for appearing with us tonight and bidding all of you a pleasant good night.